Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even as the fighting in Ukraine continues, the White House says it would welcome further talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire. 11 weeks into Russia's invasion of Ukraine, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki today saying the U.S. backs such an effort.
There have been several fits and starts at attempts at ceasefires, even in smaller parts of the country in Ukraine. As you know, we've been supportive of all of those, but it requires the Russians being at the table and being willing to take part in a diplomatic process.
And for the most part, that does not appear to be happening. President Biden's Director of Intelligence, Avril Haines, testified earlier today. Ukraine and Russia both believe they can make progress on the battlefield, something she says makes diplomacy less likely. Russia has intensified its missile strikes against Odessa while Ukrainian forces continue to try and push back Russian troops. Representative Alex Mooney is the projected winner against his fellow West Virginia Republican Congressman David McKinley in a GOP primary there. That's according to the Associated Press. Redistricting eliminated one of the state's congressional districts, putting the two incumbents together in the second district. The contest is the latest test of former President Trump's endorsement. Trump backed Mooney, who criticized McKinley's vote for the infrastructure bill and for supporting creation of an independent commission to investigate the January 6 insurrection. McKinley had the support of Republican Governor Jim Justice and Democrat Joe Manchin. An alleged leader of a Haitian gang has been indicted in the U.S. for the 2021 kidnapping for 16 American citizens in Haiti. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, it's the first individual to be charged in connection with the kidnapping.
The defendant is 29-year-old Joly Germain. He faces one count of conspiracy to commit hostage taking. According to the indictment, Germain, known as Yon-Yon, played a leadership role in the kidnapping operations of the Haiti-based gang known as the 400 Mwozo. Prosecutors say in 2021, the gang took hostage 17 missionaries, 16 of them Americans. Germain was in a Haitian prison at the time, but prosecutors say he directed aspects of the plot, which in part aimed to secure Germain's own release from prison. In the end, the indictment says Germain remained locked up, while five of the hostages were released and the remaining 12 later escaped. Germain is in U.S. custody after being extradited to the U.S. last week. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
With Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote, Michigan State economist Lisa Cook has become the first black woman to serve on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Cook approved on a narrow party line 51-50 vote after Senate Republicans argued she wasn't qualified for the position, saying she lacks sufficient experience with interest rate policy. Cook has a doctorate in economics from the University of California, Berkeley, has been a professor of economics and international relations at Michigan State since 2005. She also served on the staff of the Council of Economic Advisors under the Obama administration. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 84 points. You're listening to NPR. The man who led Ukraine's democratic transition after the fall of the Soviet Union has died. President Leonid Krakhov was 88 years old. From Lviv, NPR's Yulian Haida has more.
During his daily evening address, President Volodymyr Zelensky honored Kravchuk, saying his experience in World War II and the Cold War made peace in Ukraine personal for him.
Leonid Makarovich znav.
Kravchuk personally knew the price of liberty, said Zelensky. The former leader of communist Ukraine, Leonid Kravchuk, resigned from the party in 1991 in order to push Ukraine's declaration of independence through parliament. He served as president of Ukraine until stepping down in 1994, setting off the democratic transfer of power to five subsequent presidents, a relatively rare phenomenon in any former Soviet republic. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Lviv.
Electric vehicle maker Tesla says it's recalling about 130,000 vehicles across its U.S. model lineup. That's because touchscreens can overheat and go blank. The recall covers certain Model S sedan and Model X SUVs from 2021 and 2022, as well as Model 3 cars and Model Y SUVs from 2022. According to documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration during the fast charging process, the central processing computers may not cool sufficiently, causing the computer to lag or restart, making the center screen run slowly or appear blank. Crude oil futures prices continued to lose ground today, oil down 3.2% to settle just below $100 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.